A group of 21 Chinese stock brokerages have announced plans to step in to, quote, firmly stabilize this country's stock market. They're vowing to spend at least 120 billion yuan, or close to 20 billion U.S. dollars, on blue-chip stocks in the A-share market this coming week. The brokerages have promised not to sell off their purchases until the Shanghai Stock Exchange gets back to 4,500 points. Guo Shuhua, securities analyst with First Capital, says the move is much needed in China at the moment.
The new move at this time is designed to stabilize the current fluctuations in the stock market and reverse the vicious cycle. But we know this won't happen within one or two trading, but with more policies coming out, the downward pressure should finally ease, allowing the stock market to rise once again.
Shanghai closed out the trading week on Friday, down nearly 5.8% to end at 3686. This is well below the psychologically important 4,000 mark, where the market was around 3 months ago. Shanghai spiked to a 7-year high 3 weeks ago at around 5,200 points before beginning a massive downturn, which has seen it lose around 30% of its value in less than a month. The move by China's main brokerages, the latest move in an attempt to break the market's 3-week losing skid. The People's Bank of China already lowering both the interest rates and a reserve requirement ratio for banks to inject liquidity into the market. Both the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges have also cut their transaction fees by around 30%. The number of IPOs also going to be cut back. Securities regulators also relaxing the rules on margin trading, which will allow retail investors more flexibility in making trades. At the same time, the China Securities Regulatory Commission says it's investigating possible market manipulation. At the same time, regulators also demanding more accurate media reporting connected to the downturn of the A-share market. This call follows a series of online reports which have suggested a number of traders have killed themselves and their families. CSRC's Zhang Xiaojun says police have determined these reports are false.
I want to remind all mass media and the news staff to stick to the accuracy of news and abide by your professional ethics. Stop publishing and spreading the groundless rumors and information, but work to maintain the order of the information dissemination on the capital market, so as to promote the healthy development of the market.
Meanwhile, the China Securities Finance Corporation, the exclusive government-run lender for margin trading here in China, being bolstered with more capital, going from 24 billion yuan to 100 billion. People's Bank of Governor Zhou Xiaochuan also issuing a statement in an attempt to reassure the market, saying the PBOC plans to hold fast so as to not allow any systemic risks to China's overall economy.